Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
But I would say this, when you looked at that game, that you had a brand new respect for Milwaukee and for Antetokounmpo, who looks like the MVP of the league right now. He can dribble the ball, he can shoot okay, but when he goes to the basket, his right
steps.
Arm is 49 feet long.
Unbelievable.
He throws in dunks from out of the lane. Right, Chris?
He's unbelievable.
Out of the lane.
Do you know how...
What?
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
He's only been in the league 5 years, and I just got to see him the other night. So I was astonished. Everybody else looks at me like, yeah, he's been doing this for a while. We're live at Chatter at the corner of Jennifer Street Northwest and Wisconsin Avenue Northwest in Friendship Heights. This is Veterans Day. We salute all of the veterans. We salute anybody who's ever served and anybody who's been grateful like I am that other people serve this country. We want to say, first of all, happy birthday to Brendan, to George, to Adam, and to Tyrese, whose birthday was yesterday. But this is a big crowd today.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Heck house.
Thank you so much. Gary Braun is here. Chris Eliz is here. Michael Kornheiser is here. Nigel will run the board, do the news, produce the show. We have Monday Night Football here tonight, though hardly...
Oh, it's hardly
a big draw.
Big game.
Giants and 49ers, but we have Veterans Day specials.
Yes.
I'm told we have all of those, and so we hope that people will come in tomorrow. We have trivia.
Isn't today double breakfast day? Buy one breakfast, get the same one at the exact same price?
Yes. Yes, yes. Double breakfast day.
What a
yes.
deal.
It's a pretty good deal. I guess I realized that today was a holiday when I got up to walk the dog and there was nobody on the street. There was nothing going on. All right, let us start. And this is going to sound very local. I don't want it to sound local, but I actually think it's newsworthy. The Washington Redskins, who have been a terrible team for a long time, they're going to win the NFC East. It is almost unavoidable. Mm-hmm. They are now 6-3. They played a game yesterday against Tampa Bay in which Ryan Fitzpatrick was never Ryan Fitzmagic. He gained 406 yards passing, the most of anybody in the league, and never punched it in. They were in the red zone 5 times.
Ryan Anderson punched it in.
They got 3 points. Points in the red zone. They had 3 turnovers and a missed field goal in the red zone. They stink. And I remember saying this 2 weeks ago, that the rest of the Redskins' schedule wasn't much at all. And then they went and lost. They lost badly to Atlanta. But Tampa Bay stinks.
Yes.
They're not a good team. And the reason the Redskins are going to win is because the Cowboys, and this was amazing.
Yep.
The Cowboys in Philadelphia beat the Eagles yesterday. It is now, I think, fair to say, after more than half the games this season, that the Eagles' Super Bowl hangover is not going away. It's not going away.
Yeah,
the Cowboys are bad. The Cowboys are 4-5. The Eagles are 4-5. The Giants are horrific. The Giants are 1-7. And the Redskins, and nobody sitting here at this table thinks that's a good team. And they're 6-3. They're going
to
win the division.
Well, you don't have to be good to win a division. Yeah, you just have to have the best record in the division.
Yep.
Now, the thing that would scare me is the Eagles still have 5 divisional games, including 2 against the Redskins.
Do they look like they were in a divisional game last night at home?
That result to me last night was probably the most more surprising to me than the Redskins result. Well, yeah,
about,
I would have to give you New England. But I really thought
more surprising than Buffalo. Buffalo pinning 41 on the Jets.
Matt
Buffalo hadn't scored 100 points all year.
Well, it's the reverse Peterman effect.
The Peterman didn't play.
I know, it's the reverse Peterman.
How could the Peterman not play?
Wasn't he concussed?
They took Matt Barkley literally off Wisconsin Avenue.
It was like the quarterback's.
Yeah, but as you would say, he was playing the decaying carcass of Josh McCown.
Right, that's true.
Very old McCown. So, yeah, I've been sort of pushing back all year, as you have said, the Redskins are going to win the division.
Well,
just because I'm doing that sort of Wilbon emotional hedge thing where I don't want to buy into it.
Right.
Yesterday was an impressive defensive outing, and that's how they're going to have to win because their offense just can't. With this patchwork offensive line and no targets out wide, they can't score.
I saw something.
No one in that division can score.
I saw something on SportsCenter this morning that I found amazing. We think of the National Football League as if you've got the best quarterback and he gets the most touchdown passes, you're going to win. Alex Smith in three victories this year, including yesterday, has passed for a grand total of 178 yards. High school kids do that all the time.
No, an average, you said grand total.
Yeah, an average
each
of
game,
178.
Each game. Yeah. No, three times on the number.
Oh,
178. Three times on the number.
Magic number.
What?
That's I believe they've won four of the last five, and I believe in the four wins he has thrown for under 200 every game. And in the one loss, I know last week he threw for over 200. Something. Now, again, they're throwing
Why
it
would anybody be critical of him if this delivers victories?
Never turns it over.
Fantasy football culture is why.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
he never turns it
he's
over.
He's winning.
I think they have.
I mean, Kirk Cousins was never 6-3 here.
I think they have seven total giveaways. I mean, it's very low.
Yeah, well,
I mean, they just never turn it
their
over.
Their formula, to Chris's point, is pretty basic. I mean, they're among the league leaders with a plus 11 turnover ratio. That's very good in this league. Alex Smith threw his first second half touchdown of the season. He now has one touchdown in the second half. And again, now through nine games, the Redskins remain the only team in the NFL during whom their games, there's not been a single lead change.
If they start out
score
ahead,
first,
they
win.
Right. If they start behind, they
score
lose.
Second, lose.
Right.
Yeah, they have given it away seven times.
They're going to be in
that
the playoffs.
Is amazing.
Now, Michael's position is it's going to be a repeat of the playoffs from 4 years ago with Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay. And they're going to host NFC North likely have your friend Kirk Cousins back in town.
Wow.
His first playoff victory.
For local people, that is.
That becomes a national story.
A whiz-like one-and-done appearance? Is that what you're
Stephon Diggs be home at Maryland? Is he hurt for the year or just out for now, Gary? Do you know?
Diggs?
Don't know.
He was out yesterday.
Yeah, not a season ender.
The socialite walking in. And David Crone walking in.
It might be appropriate.
I don't know if you're allowed in here.
Definitely not allowed in.
David Crone?
No, David Crone.
There is another interesting, I mentioned a whiz-like one and done, and Josh Norman with a John Wall-like.
We're going to get to that later in the show. We're going to devote some time to that. Let me go through some of the other things in the NFL that were surprising, and I've mentioned them, but I haven't gone into them in any detail. Tennessee dominated New England.
Never close.
They pulled Brady out early in the fourth quarter, if not at the top of the fourth quarter. This is Mike Vrabel, who played many years for the New England Patriots, and he's got a lot of, as I said, the socialite and David Crone walk in.
It's almost like he owns the place.
Mike Vrabel
walks in like he owns the place.
Is a guy who played for Belichick for a long time, was exceptionally good player.
Yeah.
He's got Deion Lewis. He's got...
Malcolm
Does he
Butler?
Have Brandon Cooks? No, he's on the Rams. Yeah. He's got a lot of expatriates,
right.
And they win that game. That's very surprising
Knew
to me.
Knew how to attack that defense.
Yeah, they were close. Yeah. They were up quick early.
Right away.
Yep. And apparently Deion Lewis...
Revenge game.
Still a little bit upset about having to leave the Patriots.
I mean,
Called them cheap on the way out.
That's Belichick's move, though.
Yeah.
How could you not know going in that's a thing he does? He trades everybody or gets rid of them.
Buffalo beats the Jets. You scoffed at this, but Buffalo hangs 41 points. Well, the Jets are terrible. Even with Darnold is no better than McNown.
McCown. Yeah.
They're all the same. The McNowns and the McCowns are all
exactly.
the same.
True.
And Darnold is no better than them. The Jets are a terrible, terrible team. The Rams, that was a good game. The Rams and the Seahawks, that was a very good game.
Yes.
The Rams come back from losing to Cincinnati. Hmm? Cincinnati? You want to say New want to say that New Orleans can only win in the dome. They went outdoors into much colder weather than they are used to, and they killed Cincinnati.
Yeah. Killed.
And Cincinnati had a winning record after 8 or 9 games.
By the way, it was 35-7 at half.
They killed them.
51-14
on their first five possessions.
They could have scored more than the 51 they did score.
The Saints look good, and the Chiefs, in one other game I want to mention, they don't waste a lot of energy. They subdue Arizona. And it's comfortably done, though they did not
beat
the number.
Right.
This sets up, if you think this Monday night's game tonight is terrible, and it is, it has no particular draw. These are one-win teams. But next week, in Mexico City of all places,
Mexico City.
You have Kansas City and the Rams.
Wow.
And these, I think by anybody's reckoning, Kansas City and the Rams, and at this point, the Saints.
Yep.
They look like the best three teams.
Yep. Yes.
Right? They look like they look
Steelers
better than the others.
Rapidly contending for consideration there.
New England falls back a little bit. But I mean, at the beginning of the year, after three games, I would have told you Jacksonville was the best.
Except
team.
I would tell you this weekend. If I were a Rams fan, the last two results would concern me. I mean, you don't typically
give
go real deep in the playoffs giving up a lot of points.
Give up a lot of points.
Which is what has been impressive about New Orleans. They shut the Rams down for a half, which is better than anyone has done. And then yesterday, granted, they were without A.J. Green, but shut down a Cincinnati team that had been pretty good at home in Cincinnati.
But it's hard to trust that defense also.
Yes, yep. It is.
I mean, these are defenses that you don't trust, whereas with Kansas City, you say, you know what? That's a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
That's pretty good defense, and they got this kid who can throw it 100 miles in the air.
Did you see there was a the Chiefs tweeted out a video of Mahomes in his pregame warm-up.
Throwing it into the scoreboard?
Where he effortlessly appears to throw it out of the stadium.
Out of the stadium.
He throws it 75 yards. It looks like he's not even trying.
He flings it, and it goes 75 yards.
Yeah, he appears
tremendous
to be
arm,
good.
That kid.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah, sure is.
He's fun to watch.
So fun to watch.
But I would tell you that the Rams and the Saints are great fun to watch, too.
Absolutely.
You know, it is hard to get a real good handle on this season because the teams that we are talking about now, particularly the Saints and the Chiefs, who make the playoffs a lot, they don't win.
Right.
They go out early. The Rams have not made the playoffs a lot in recent years.
Which is why I think I agree that the top three teams are the teams you listed and maybe Pittsburgh over New England, but I just, given track records, I still think the Patriots. I mean, I have no reason not to. If Sony Michel gets healthy in the playoffs, their track record is proven.
They win
over
games
and
they
over
have
and
to win. That was not
again.
A game they had to right. win. If that was the game that everybody in his right mind gave the points to New England, didn't care because they were going to take Tennessee.
If you had to pick a team to go into Kansas City and win in the playoffs, which is what someone in the AFC apparently is going to have to do,
Pittsburgh.
I think I would.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
No.
I was going to say New England. I mean, New England's a team
I believe can go
somewhere in
and New England has to play at Pittsburgh in a few weeks, so that should be an
interesting game. Tony, by the way, with respect to the Saints, now they're reporting in the wake of the Dez Bryant thing, which was
now
just
now they're going
just
after
odd.
Brendan Marshall.
What
Why
is,
are they doing
I don't
that?
Get it.
Michael Floyd is good enough for Tyler better
Thomas.
Than both
Thomas.
Of them. Michael Thomas is better than both of them.
I don't
Michael
understand.
Floyd is not better than both of them.
No.
Redskin Michael Floyd. Michael Thomas, 2 touchdowns again yesterday.
I took a note. I wrote it somewhere, and now I can't find it, of course. Oh, no, I've got it.
What was the nature of it?
334 yards and 5 touchdowns for Ingram, Thomas, and Kamara.
Yeah.
Like, they are hard to defend.
Yeah.
And they are hard to defend because Drew Brees is the most accurate passer of anybody out there. Drew Brees, did you see when he scored the touchdown, when he jumped over the line and put the ball out and then brought the ball back?
Yeah. Kind of his
I would not let him do that because if somebody gets a
cheap
full
shot
at his head, I would not have called that play.
I mean, let's just celebrate his
greatness.
He's
not Ben Roethlisberger. He's 5'11".
Yeah, he's not.
Here's
that.
Drew Brees' line. 22 for 25, 265, 3 touchdowns, 150 passer rating.
What happened on those three
and
passes?
And Mark Ingram, 13 rushes for 104 for an average of 8. I mean they did whatever
numbers.
They did
that's
whatever they
numbers,
they did whatever line. They wanted.
Yeah.
All right, so we will take a break. When we come back, Michael Wilbon, we think, will join us.
I actually got a text from Wilbon about
saying he can't.
About 4 minutes ago saying, "I'll be at Chatter in 10 minutes."
Wow.
He'll be here?
Be here.
Wow.
Assuming he's going to get the
How about the lucky crowd at Chatter this morning getting a Wilbon sighting?
Michael Wilbon.
Does he know that we don't serve chili in the morning?
Well, like we could probably make an exception for him.
No, there's nobody in there can cook chili in the morning.
Tone, I have a little experience in
that.
Was
it a morning show or maybe it was a March Madness show we were doing? Remember, he was so angry.
It was March Madness.
It was the brackets.
He wanted the chili.
Oh,
it was the brackets. That's why we Sunday night.
I happen to have seen another owner in here, and I could ask the other owner, the socialite, if he'll go back and cook chili.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's the case. Well, we'll see. Well,
it's a great tease, by the way.
Good tease. Why don't we do something else?
We'll crank out the news.
Because Wilbon is never really accurate on time.
So by 10, he means on an hour or so.
Okay. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the 23andMe ad. 23andMe is a DNA testing service that can offer insights into your ancestry, health, wellness, and your traits. The 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service includes reports on how your DNA can influence your weight, your sleep quality, your caffeine intake, your sense of taste, and whether you're likely to be lactose intolerant and more. It's easy to do. It's easy, but it's a little disgusting. You simply spit into the tube provided in your 23andMe kit, and you mail your saliva sample back to the lab to be analyzed. the bitter taste report and the sweet versus salty reports that can show you how your DNA can play a role in determining your food preferences from sweet to salty to bitter. The sleep reports, the deep sleep report tells you if you're more likely to be an especially deep sleeper. The sleep movement report tells you how much you're likely to move during your sleep based on your DNA.
You're more likely to move.
Well, I don't move. You know why I don't move? Because the dog wedges herself next to me, and I don't move. I might like to move, but the dog makes it impossible. The saturated fat and weight report tells you, based on your genetics, how your weight might be affected by saturated fats in your diet, and offers tips on which foods to watch out for if you're trying to eat less saturated fat. You can get that through a DNA report, or you can look on the label.
Right.
And when it says saturated fat,
eat less of it.
Don't eat much of that stuff. But the call to action is this. Now through Thanksgiving, that's a week or so, a week and a half, 23andMe Ancestry Service Kits are only $49 per kit when you buy two or more kits. And that is 50% off the regular kit price of $99 just for this holiday. Order your 23andMe Ancestry Service Kit at 23andme.com/Tony and use the number 2, the number 3. Don't spell out 20.
Right.
Numerals 23andme.com/Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent to us by Will Hill, a buddy of mine and an avid listener. Evan Samuels demanded I send you guys some tracks. I just wanted to pass these along, a few from our latest album. We're based out of Maryland. We've been at it for about 12 years now. Actually used to play a bit in the Village back in the day and other places around New York City. Anyway, hope you like white boy reggae. This is called Walk Away.
Yeah,
this is pretty good.
It's a reggae ska feel
to it. This is pretty good. So Michael Wilbon is here. He joins us now, and also here with us, this is very exciting for me, and I'm sure for Wilbon as well, Will Fleming, who when we do the Binghamton Northwestern game, and by game I mean the trouncing of Binghamton by Northwestern, Will is going to do play-by-play. And Will is, you're local. Just get on a microphone for a second so your family hears you. You know,
yes, they're from Alexandria, Virginia.
And so you, growing up, probably read us a little bit in the Post before we did this television stuff?
A little occasionally. I was more of a Washington Times reader. But...
Jagger! Tom Knott.
Yeah.
Big Tom Knott guy.
Lavero, you know, all these guys.
Yeah, that's great to know. That's great to know. And you now do play-by-play all around the country?
All around the country. My summer gig is the Red Sox AAA team, the Pawtucket Red Sox.
With Josh Maurer, our original PTI intern.
Indeed. And I do ESPN all over the country.
So what, are we on an ESPN station that you can get in this country?
ESPN 27.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, I think it's ESPN News on Friday night, 7 o'clock Eastern.
So Mike, here's what I said to him. You just call the game and then get out of the way. So I felt we could do that, don't you think?
No.
No.
What are you talking about? You act like we don't do this. We don't know what we're doing.
What you do?
We're going to do this.
You don't even know anybody's name on the team.
Man, I don't know to other man.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody on the team.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I plan to say the names and get out of the way. Now, Mike doesn't know this. So he might not remember it. When I was a senior at Stanford in 2001.
God, another fancy, expensive private school.
These jerks.
He was actually covering Maryland the year before they won the national championship, and he came out to Anaheim for the regional final. And I asked Michael to come on with me at halftime. It was an afternoon game, and the deadline was coming up close on him. He said, I probably can't do it. And then 5 minutes later, he came back. He said, forget it. I'll come on with you. And he gave me 15 minutes, and it was fantastic. And for a college senior to have Mike, who I'd read as a kid, come on, that was tremendous.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do. I remember the afternoon game. I remember Gary. I remember they went to the West a couple of times, more than once. Gary loved to go. Anaheim. There was an Anaheim regional. There was several trips to the West that I was with Maryland covering. That you had already reached your I don't leave the house days.
Yeah, right? I know. But yeah. I'm going with you. I'm going to do this. And we look forward to it.
We're going to have fun. Thank you.
Will is large.
He's a big cat.
Will can
look
dunk.
Finisher.
Six, look forward to it. Four?
Seven.
Six, seven. Four. Will
wait,
can dunk.
I was seated. This guy, he's huge.
All right, Wilbon is taking the red eye back. Wilbon has had a great, great weekend. Northwestern won at Iowa. Northwestern... You need to explain this to me and to everyone else. Northwestern loses, losing to Michigan, losing to Akron. Notre Dame, it's explicable.
Yeah, Akron.
Akron and Duke.
Well, our quarterback, Tony, had reconstructive knee surgery, Clayton Thorson, who was on in NFL draft boards.
Right.
He goes into the bowl game on a trick Tom Brady play, tears his knee up, in December, so January 1st.
Okay. Yeah.
So you don't even think the kid can play in September. That's 9 months. He does play. And we did the right thing by him as far as I'm concerned, not being one of the football factories. We did the right thing by the kid. We split his play. We held him out. So you're not doing this. You're not ready for this. We're not doing it. And I was proud of the guys who did that. The coach and the athletic director said no. And they alternated his time, but it was clear he needed to actually be out there, and we had to live with it. And we had to just live with him playing his way through this reconstructive knee surgery 8.5 months earlier.
Right.
And in the meantime, he threw like 2 pick-sixes and had a fumble six in the game against Akron, which were up like something like 24-3. I think it was 24-3. And, you know, what do you do? You got a senior quarterback who stayed, who didn't go to the NFL, where he probably couldn't have then, but he was gonna stay anyway. And so he played his way through it, and he got through it. And by the time we got to the Big Ten season, we'd already lost to Duke and Akron. And although we somehow beat Purdue in the opener, he was perfect.
You beat Purdue?
At Purdue.
Which beat Ohio State.
And he was perfect in
that
game.
You beat Iowa, which was ranked.
Tony.
You beat Michigan State,
which was ranked. The Big Ten games we can handle. Don't put us in a non-conference game. So our record in the Big Ten, the last 2 years now, we have won 13 of 14.
Wow. That's
with the one loss being a 17-0 lead of
Michigan.
Otherwise, it's 14 straight.
And you are ranked, as I predicted to you yesterday. You're ranked in the AP. You're ranked 22 or 23.
Good.
Somewhere there. You're not ranked in the coaches' poll.
Well, we got to win. This week's going to be hard. We got two games that are – listen.
What do you have?
We have no margin for error. We now have our entire defensive secondary is hurt.
Who are you
and
playing?
They didn't
you playing
finish
Illinois?
The Iowa game. We play at Minnesota. And Minnesota at home is like 4-1 or 5-0. And on the road, they're dreadful. But they're not on the road. They're at home.
But you just,
and they're playing for a spot in the bowl game. Like, I think Minnesota's 5-5.
You have a chance. Have you won your side?
Yes. We've already won it.
So you will play the winner of Michigan-Ohio State?
We will play Michigan-Ohio State December 1 in Indianapolis. For the first time ever, we're in that game. The Big Ten championship game. We've never been in it.
Cool.
Never.
Are you suggesting to me that if you lose to Minnesota, you could actually conceivably end the season 6-6 and having
we have to lose to Minnesota and Illinois at home? I don't think that's going to happen.
No, Illinois, you will be.
Illinois, though, if they win this week against Iowa, Illinois would come into that game playing for a spot in the bowl.
So
which means maybe Lovey's job. There are two teams out there that you look at and go, these teams aren't any good. They got stuff to play for. And technically, I mean, if you look at it, depending on how you look at it, we're already in. We're already in the Big Ten championship game.
This is a great – you're going to get a New Year's Day bowl.
Not necessarily, Tony, because if we were to lose to – I don't know how this goes. Let me tell you what I'm not even sure of.
Yeah, I mean, 6-6.
We're not going to be in New Year's bowl. Yeah. I'm not even certain of what the conference's obligation is to the loser of the Big Ten championship game.
That's a good
game.
Point, yeah.
Now, I'd rather play Michigan. I've seen us outplay Michigan for 59 minutes.
Right.
They had the lead one time, game over.
But that's gotten better.
They've gotten
they
better.
They look better.
They've gotten better. But I'm just saying, I'd rather play Michigan. I don't want to play Ohio State. But you know, what the likely scenario, I mean, is we're going to 8-4, I guess. 8-4. But if we lose that game, the Big Ten game, we're 8-5. What's the Big Ten's obligation to its runner-up?
I'm seeing if I can figure
Nobody
that out.
Nobody seems to know that.
Yeah.
So you think you could end up not in a New Year's Day bowl?
I don't think we necessarily will. But I don't care about that. I want to play in the West, and we got other obligations. I won't get too inside baseball.
You also saw the Bears win again.
Yeah.
And Mitchell Trubisky.
He looks good.
You railed against Ryan Pace.
No, I didn't.
Pace.
You're going, yes,
you
Ryan Pace.
You railed against Ryan Pace.
Yes.
You said, get this guy out of here.
Yes.
You didn't have to trade up to get
That's
this guy.
Because you didn't.
And you thought he stunk the first
time. Yes.
And he got 3 touchdowns passing, 1 touchdown running.
As far as I'm concerned.
And you're ahead in your division.
The last 6 games, Mitch Trubisky's been great. And one of the two of those games, he seemed to understand, as young as he is, I got a defense over there, and I don't have to. I don't have to throw for a bunch of yards. We're going to hand the ball off, and it seemed like he just had a lot of common sense. And you'll be happy. I tweeted out yesterday. You know, suppose Ryan Pace had just thought deeply about this and traded up to get a guy like Mitch Trubisky.
You railed.
So that's a shot at myself, which I have no problem taking.
You railed against Trubisky. You railed
against
Pace.
No, I did not rail against Trubisky.
Nagy. You did. You railed against Matt
Nagy. I railed against Nagy for very specific things, which any sports writer worth his salt would do.
Right.
I railed against him for going George Halas against the Green Bay Packers, a loss.
Not passing.
And against the Miami Dolphins, a loss. Those are two losses that should have been wins. So the Bears should be 8-1? The Bears should be 8-1.
Correct.
The only loss, look, we lost three games by 11 points. Yep. And one of those was by the full 7 to Tom Brady, in which special teams killed the team by giving up a 95-yard kick return and a blocked punt return.
That's right.
So the Bears beat Tom Brady. They outscored Tom Brady. They just did the special teams. You can't have that. And so they blew that. But that's all right. Listen, this team is way ahead of where I thought it would be this year. I think most teams, they'll probably wind up playing the Redskins in the playoffs. How about that?
The Redskins are going to win their division. They're two games up in their division.
Two games doesn't.
Did you watch Philadelphia last night?
But Dallas, neither one of those teams is any good. I'm not sure the Redskins are any good.
But they're two games ahead.
Yeah.
And they're not any good. But they're going
to
win.
But they're going to make the playoffs.
Yes, they're going
now,
to
win. Now, what hurts the Redskins a little bit, what helps them is they beat Green Bay head-to-head. But the Bears, Vikings, Green Bay, I mean, all three of those teams could make the playoffs.
Do you think that Green Bay will make the playoffs, really?
4-4-1 right now.
I think they're at Seattle Thursday night.
The Packers were once 5-6 and got to the Super Bowl. I've seen this movie. You don't pay attention to the Packers every day.
No, you do.
I do.
Right, you do.
So the Packers, to me, are the Cowboys to you people here.
Packers aren't out of it till they've been eliminated.
That's right. Yep. I mean, the Packers have another game against the Bears. They got at least a game against the Vikings. I think they're finished. It might be finished with Detroit. But they got games that they can still control their own situation.
You've got to concede that you are massively surprised at the Bears' season so far.
Here's when everybody sort of got on board. The trade for Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And listen.
How's that working out for Oakland?
John Gruden genius.
I don't know who's worse, the Giants or the Raiders. I'm not sure who's worse. Oh. But let me just say this, Tony. Everybody got on board. The day that Khalil Mack gets there, you go, oh, my God, this could be different.
That's right.
Because the people in the locker room are in awe of him. It's like playing with, Eddie Murray. You know how
Adrian Peterson coming to the Redskins. You hear reports of the same stuff.
But
he's not in
Mack,
his prime.
Mack is 27 years old.
Khalil Mack's in his prime.
So Mack comes in. Look, Mack, they sat Mack down for two games because he had a bad ankle. And this was smart, even though he wanted to play. Mack comes in yesterday off the street, two sacks. Two tackles for losses. The guy is and not to mention, you look at the double teams on him, and guys wearing 90 numbers are going, are you kidding me? You're going to give me a straight line to him to put three guys on 52? Yeah. And the answer is yes. Yeah. So it changed the dynamic. And look, Ryan Pace gets credit. Just like John Gruden gets attacked justifiably for getting rid of that guy, the GM of the Bears gets the credit for changing the entire culture of the place with that move.
So there's a story that probably doesn't become a big deal because it's an NFL Monday. But Jimmy Butler got traded.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler got traded. And when we spoke about this over the phone, you said, A, that Minnesota got more than you thought.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, this is the end of Markelle Fultz in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you've got to get Redick out there now.
Yeah, but they invested. People don't,
I'm just talking about as a starter.
But as an organization, they don't like to admit their mistakes, especially this organization that has gone through the process.
Right.
And they spent, the only time they didn't spend going through the process, they spent telling you how great you should think the process is.
Right.
You think they're going to give up on Markelle Fultz? No, they're not.
I just mean you cannot have two starting guards now who won't take shots beyond 10 feet.
So you're saying executives don't do stupid, arrogant things?
No, they do. But I'm saying if you now have Jimmy Butler, who gives you both ends of the court.
Yes.
And you now have to put J.J. Redick out there. You have to do that.
Ben Simmons will not shoot the ball from outside of 10 feet.
And if you put Redick and Butler out there, I mean, this
you're
is a great
thing. You're clearing room for people by having J.J. Redick on the court. You're not doing that by having Markel Fultz on the court. You're
again,
not clearing room.
Again, this would not be the first time executives have done something stupid. I would
but you believe
people,
that that's the right move.
I believe
you?
It's the right move. I don't believe it's necessarily the move they will make. Tony, the process has taken like 7 years. It's a lot of losing.
Got to trust
the
process.
It's a lot of losing. It's a lot of arrogance.
Well, the guy
it's a lot
it.
Of getting rid of people that they drafted after 2 or 3 years. They slip them out the door and trade them to Canada.
They've canned two GMs in that period of time.
This is taking a long time. So will their arrogance get in the way of making this move? I don't know. Maybe they'll have to get to the point where they're 500, like after Christmas. With these three guys, they should not be at 500 after Christmas. Jimmy Butler is the only player in the NBA today who has a significant number of games. I don't know what the exact number is.
Where he's beating LeBron James.
He's 16-15 against LeBron James in regular season games.
Yeah, he's good.
Well, they now have three of the best 15, 20? Embiid, Simmons, and Butler.
20.
I mean, that's
certainly three of the best.
That's pretty damn good.
You know, those guys would... Simmons is probably the weak link of the three.
I don't know that Simmons is yet in that
category. But the other two are probably in the top 12 to 15.
Yeah.
Embiid has made a big leap this year. All right, so we'll get out of here. We have news when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent to us by Will Salisbury, who's contributing writer for Arch City Media, which means he's got to be in St. Louis. And he's a frontman for a group called Money for Guns. this tune is called The Land of Wolves, and the latest record is called The Subterranean Sessions. Maybe the best plug I've ever sung and the best set of lyrics I've written in my 15 years of penning songs. But that is not the point of this email. Please explain how I am to respond to the below letter from the offices of Abbey Lowell. I write you on behalf of my client, Bootsy Scheinbox Kornheiser.
Oh.
You are to cease all sales of counterfeit Do You Know Who My Grandfather Is and Go Tell My Dad shirts immediately. Failure to do so will result in litigation you don't even want to imagine, which I think is funny.
Terrific.
Michael, if people like Money for Guns want to send us music, how do they do so?
Send us your music by emailing to jingles@tonykornheisershow.com.
And are we selling anything on this holiday?
Always. Yeah. Always pushing product on shop.tonykornheisershow.com.
We make
always
as much as $20 a day. Or a week.
You know, and if you're sending emails to the shop account coming at Rob Kolpian because you don't like the way that the shop looks online.
Sorry, man.
Just remember, we take names and we never forget.
No, we don't.
We have long memories.
That is totally true. Yes. We are a vengeful group.
Do you have some news?
I do indeed, Mr. Tony. And we'll start off with some college football, a game I think that captured the imagination of most people out there. Talking, of course, about the Hoyas 14-3 win over the Bison of Bucknell.
That's a good win. That's a good
boom.
Win.
Boom. Eat it, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
So,
Chris, you were at that game, right?
Absolutely. I had let's just call it a hefty sum.
So all of the zero-loss teams continued to win.
Yes.
Alabama and Clemson and Notre Dame and UCF, they continued to win. All of the one-loss teams continued to win. It was uneventful. Michigan
really
won.
Was.
West Virginia won. Ohio State won. Washington State won. Georgia won. Oklahoma survived against Oklahoma
State.
That was
a crazy game.
I mean, I think I like Mike Gundy. I mean, I like...
He's a man.
Awesome haircut.
Yeah, he does. He's got a great haircut.
His press
the other day, the press conference was
Twitter?
About Twitter. He went... I got it. Cares. And then he went for
I
two.
I like him.
He
He's
went for two, and you should. You should try to win.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to go to a major bowl if you're Oklahoma State. You knock off Oklahoma, it's a big deal. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. But that was... College football remains fun in that regard.
But...
Alabama shut out another...
That's what I was going to say.
So Jeff Ma took the 24 and pushed.
And pushed.
And pushed. It was 24-0. Mississippi State could not score a point. Alabama has now shut out two ranked teams in a row, which has never been done by Alabama. I don't know how many people have done that. Two ranked teams in a row. You look at Alabama, but the drama is Tua went out. Tua went out with appeared to be significant knee problem.
Well, something's wrong with his knee. I mean, that was the problem against LSU. And he had a problem before that. So this is not new.
He's got a month and a half to fix it, though.
Yeah, just don't play him.
Well, you got to play him in the SEC championship.
But between that, I mean, you won't have a game.
Well, you have Auburn. I guess that Auburn is—they're not that good this year. Auburn,
I think Jalen Hurts. I mean, remember Jalen Hurts was 20.
But he's not. But he's not available. He's
they
hurt.
Got the other kid.
They put in a kid.
That's right.
They put in a kid who could have been delivering your newspaper.
He's probably still good enough. They don't score any. The other team can't score any points.
It's hard to beat them if you score zero.
If you get seven, you win.
Last I checked, Tulane playing defense.
Did you want to talk at all about Louisville falling to 2-8?
No.
And saying, okay.
No, I want to talk about that later.
All right. Let's.
But I will talk about the Duke freshman.
Yes.
The Duke basketball team, which looked so terrific against Kentucky, played Army and only won by 20-some-odd points. Mm-hmm. But the combination of their top three freshmen had 75.
Well, they had 83 against Kentucky,
right? They had 75 points. The rest of the team only got 19. They had 75 points. 75. What else you got?
Elsewhere in college basketball.
By the way, we lost Binghamton.
That was the school, yes.
We lost.
What is NJIT?
New Jersey
Institute of Technology.
Michael said, how can you lose to them? They're a trade school.
NJIT.
Yeah, 74-57, the final.
Oh.
I believe that was also on the Dr. Bailey court. So 0-2 at home now. So that's tough.
Well, yes.
They didn't lose to Spire, though.
Well, that's true. They did not.
Would they lose to Spire is the question.
That's a fair question.
I don't know.
And some interesting developments with LaMelo Ball.
Speaking of Spire.
Because now some of the prep powerhouses that he would allegedly be playing against don't want to play his school that he is enrolled into, Spire Academy in Geneva, Ohio.
This is the people that are now turning down,
It's like when the mob won't take your money.
Yes,
correct.
The opportunity to play LaMelo Ball. They're saying, and they are perfectly justified in turning down the opportunity to play LaMelo Ball because they're afraid of his no eligibility whatsoever because he played in a pro league. And they're saying it doesn't really matter that he did not get paid, which, by the way, we don't know if he got paid.
Right. We have no idea.
We have no idea. But when you are a basketball academy, do not tell me you're a real school. You're a basketball academy that offers courses in something to make sure that their players are eligible. When you turn down another one of these bandit outfits because you're afraid that the carryover effect will tarnish you as if you are somehow not tarnished already. Right.
This is not. This
I think
is
that's
not,
called grandstanding.
This
not
kid's
TJ
got
TJ Magnet School, and you know, I mean, these schools are not academic.
This is not St. Ignatius.
Correct.
It is not. It's not. What crazy rich kid school did you go to?
Loomis Chafee School.
School for the rich.
It's not Loomis Chafee.
It was a mistake in retrospect.
This ain't School
for the Rich
prep
in the title. But.
So here's the thing.
Well,
if they're looking at LaMelo, he can't play.
No.
That father has done whatever he has done, but I can't imagine this kid can be eligible.
What?
Can't imagine.
What is the broad understanding of talent? Does it go Lonzo, Liangelo, LaMelo?
Is LaMelo the third one?
LaMelo is
the third. He's the better one.
He's better than Lonzo or better than LiAngelo?
Well, he's a kid. He's better than the second one.
Which is LiAngelo.
I don't know if he's better than Lonzo.
Well, LaVar Ball is better than Michael Jordan in one-on-ones. So you have to consider that.
Where is Harpo and Fredo in the mix?
Not mentioned.
Wouldn't it be great if one of the Marx brothers was Fredo? That would be great.
Or LiAngelo.
What else do you have? Do you have
some other NFL? The Jaguars continue to implode. They lose.
So the Jaguars, so Jeff Ma could have won that game. Jeff Ma had Jacksonville plus 2.5. Jacksonville is down 3 and driving. They are totally within field goal range. So that's at least going to go to OT if they don't get a touchdown and win. And Jeff Ma's going, he's going to win if they get a touchdown, but he's going to have a chance to win even if they don't. And they call fumble on a pass, which initially, and that call was reversed, initially was called knee down, ball in. But when you looked at it, I still thought it was knee down, ball in. But all the former referees said knee down, ball out, ball coming out. So they lose the ball and they lose the game. Jeff Ma, by the way, got lucky on another one. And that was the Arizona game. Arizona is favored by 16.5.
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Yep. I'm saying they get 16.5.
That's right.
It's a very comfortable 12 with almost no time to go. And Josh Rosen is just trying to throw it down the field whenever he can. As fate would have it, on a fourth down play, he gets picked, and all of a sudden on the top of your screen,
you're like, oh no.
There's open field.
Run out of bounds.
Oh
run
my
out of
God.
Bounds.
And if you're Jeff Ma, you're going, no,
fall
no.
Over, take a knee, take a knee.
So the guy gets pushed out of bounds at what, the 10? I mean, it's very yeah. close. He gets red pushed zone. Out, and then then of course they take a knee. Because right. that's actually what you do. Not like the kid who went for 50 in the NBA in the last second to try to throw a three in. You actually, in football, when you can take a knee, right, you do take a knee. Mm-hmm. That was the problem with New Orleans at one point. They couldn't – they had to keep scoring because they have the ball at the one, and you're in the third quarter, and they're already up by 40. Well, right. What are you supposed to do?
This highlights the problem of gambling on sports, which is that – in any normal world, Kansas City run jams it. I mean, you can't gambling on sports is so brutal because it's you can't predict stuff like that.
That is
which
why
is like,
the greatest announcers of all time are Brent Musburger and Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Who know at any given point.
Al always knows every number.
Yeah, knows yes. exactly yeah. yes. when you crack the over. There's a backdoor cover.
Yeah.
That Al and Brent. Always. Brent now is making money. Brent's in Vegas.
Yes.
That's
it's always
Brent
great because as soon as that score up, he goes, and that just made some people in this country very happy and others very angry.
He does it very nicely.
But they know all the numbers are in their heads. All right, we will take a break.
Oh, do you not want the story about the man with
the
bear?
Oh, go ahead. The bear, man and the bear story.
We'll take you to North Carolina where Sonny Mumphrey was just wandering out his house Tuesday afternoon into his driveway when he discovered three bears in his yard. It appeared to be mother and two cubs. But while the cubs...
Was Goldilocks there?
Goldilocks may have been leading them there.
Mother and two cubs, don't get out of the way.
The cubs
get out of the way.
The cubs hightailing out of Dodge. The mother says...
The cubs were Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant.
Right. The mother says, oh, you want to dance? So she starts to make, as he says, as Pumphrey says... she made a charging dead run at me. That sucker was eyeball to eyeball to me. And then as the bear began to strike, Pumphrey said reflexes just took over. And as he said, I hit
bop,
her.
Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, I punched her and I hit her dead right on the point of the nose first shot.
It's just gonna
and
make
when
her
I
angry.
Did, down goes Frazier. The bear went down, but then it started to bite him in the hip. But he continued to punch the bear in the face.
What?
Meanwhile, the wife comes out with their dog. The dog starts barking. The wife starts screaming. The bear's a bit distracted and then pulls back and then swats him with her paw, knocks him 8 feet in the air. And at that point, the bear said, oh, I think I win this fight, and then fled into the woods.
I don't mean to impugn this fine man, but I find it very hard to believe he punched a bear in the face and took it to a knee.
He he weakened the bear. The bear wasn't ready.
I'll show you how to
I saw
do
the
that.
Revenant. The bear wins that fight.
It's like me and you fighting. I hit you.
Get
you
out
hit
of
the
here.
Floor.
We got old guy when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Policy Genius ad. Life insurance isn't the most enjoyable thing to think about. Most people don't like thinking about dying. I don't know. Some do. But actually having life insurance is a really good feeling. It's nice to know that if anything were to happen to you, your family won't have to start a GoFundMe to stay afloat. Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance online. In just 2 minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find the best policy for you. And when you compare quotes, you save money. It's that simple. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. And they don't just make life insurance easy. They also compare disability insurance, auto insurance, and home insurance. If you care about it, they can cover it. So if you've been avoiding getting life insurance because it's difficult or confusing, give Policy Genius a try. Just go to policygenius.com, get your quotes, and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing over the phone right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Old Guy Radio for the day. This is Hello, Mr. Soul. This is the Buffalo Springfield, and we are playing this in recognition of...
Neil Young celebrating his 73rd birthday today.
Neil Young, in the area of critical commentary, never my favorite person, but I love the Buffalo Springfield.
Yes.
With Stephen Stills and Neil Young and others. Neil Young's dad, hockey writer.
Yes.
Sports writer.
Canadian hockey writer, that's right.
And out in Manitoba, Winnipeg. Winnipeg, maybe? Winnipeg?
Yeah, I'd have to check that.
So Neil Young's got to care about sports a little bit.
Huge I would think Jets so. Fan. Winnipeg Jets.
Winnipeg Jets.
This song is actually written about Maurice Richard.
No, it is
No, actually,
Tamu Salani.
This song was written by Young after experience an epileptic attack After an early show with Buffalo Springfield in San Francisco, many of the people in the audience thought it was part of the act. It wasn't. He had to go to the hospital, and while he was in the recovery room, he wrote this song.
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes because about like the problems songs. With fame. Yeah,
so. They all write songs in 10 minutes. So that was nice to see Wilbon.
It was.
So a lot Wilbon, of good energy for Wilbon.
You guys have chemistry.
Bringing it.
For people who don't know this, again, Will Fleming is here, and he's going to do the play-by-play on the Binghamton-Northwestern game. So before Wilbon left, Wilbon is talking about all the mad skills that the players on Northwestern
Larry
have.
Nance's son is on the team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Larry Nance Jr. Larry Nance Jr.'s brother.
The second
Correct.
Nance
right.
player.
Correct.
This is, look, Northwestern is a Big Ten basketball team. Power Five Conference basketball team. Binghamton is in the America East. We have had some small success in the, not we, Binghamton, the America East has had some small success, including UMBC last year,
right.
beating Virginia. Probably the greatest upset of all time. Mm-hmm. But you notice I didn't say Binghamton beating Virginia.
Right.
I said UMBC beating Virginia.
You can't handle Vermont.
We didn't, no, we can't, oh, we can't beat Vermont. City. We are picked this year in a 9-team league. We're picked for 7th in a 9-team league.
Ooh. Oh, well, that's not
the
bad.
Bottom of which cannot win any games in any tournament ever. Okay, they cannot. We're picked behind Mass Lowell. Yeah. We don't even know what Mass Lowell is. Like, that's not UMass.
Is that related to Abbey Lowell?
That's Mass. Yeah, it could be Abbey Lowell funding this school.
Yeah.
You're below Wilbon thrive.
Was talking about 7-footers having Fire. Guard Whatever. Skills, and I was saying our guards don't have guards.
Well, see, he was saying the actually, Nance kid was 6'7", recruited at 6'7", then showed up at school 6'11".
Is there a line on this game? Is there a line
I have
on
not
this
been
game?
Able to
it's
find it.
It's got to be 30-plus.
I would say actually, it's
got to be 30-plus.
Actually, I just looked at it. It's a pick 'em.
It is not a pick 'em.
It's not.
It's 30-plus. It's 30-plus.
You do have a very good backcourt. And some might say the best backcourt in the country.
Sam Sessoms.
Sam Sessoms.
I hear he's good. And J.C. Shaw.
J.C. Shaw. They combined for 25 points in the last loss.
I know, in the last loss. So, I mean,
But they're not bad.
But academically, we are sound.
Well, yes.
We are sound. This is a little fact that I hope that Will let me get into the broadcast. We are among, there are 350 D1 basketball schools in the country. The top 10% of them academically get noticed for that. We are one of those schools. Our GPA, which is higher than our scoring average, our GPA was in the top 10%. So I'm certainly and justifiably proud of that. I would like to be able to say, eat it, Wilbon, because your school's a bunch of dopes. But Northwestern is in, aren't they ranked in the top 15 in the entire country?
Tremendous school, particularly for journalism.
Are they ranked ahead of Georgetown, your
Probably
school?
Probably not. Yes. Shouldn't be.
Now, they're not ranked ahead.
Fake news.
They're not ranked ahead of Penn or Duke.
I'm not familiar with either of those institutions.
So, like, Michael can still crow and Liz can crow. But they're ranked ahead of us
it's
by, I don't
ahead
know,
of
100.
Stanford, isn't it? Stanford. Is that
no,
even in the top 20?
Stanford's.
Is that Samford?
Sanford is not ranked ahead.
Will went to Sanford.
He went to Stanford.
I don't know that one.
Right. Binghamton, by the way, was a slight favorite over New Jersey Tech.
And we lost at home.
Terrible upset.
We lost at home. I talked to the coach last night, Tom Dempsey. And tell me a
Ooh,
little bit
the
about
the
guy
with team. Half a foot?
No. That's a different Tom Dempsey.
Oh, okay.
So he said, well, our best guy, and we had a kid from DeMatha. Whose name is his last name is Bruce. I don't know his first name.
Had a kid.
Is Robert it Thomas the Bruce? Wait, I wrote it all down.
Robert the Bruce.
I'm not
Robert
that smart.
Bruce, that's right.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Thomas Bruce, 6'9", 230. He's our
all
kid.
Right.
He's
Sounds
our
big.
Star. He's a 4-year starter.
Those are like my specifications.
Concussion protocol. Won't be playing in the game.
Wow.
I mean, at some point in the middle
Can't
of the game,
win from losing.
I may turn to Will Fleming at 6'7".
Get
and
out
say,
there.
Get out there in green and white.
Totally.
See what you can
did
do.
Did Will play?
We can handle. Did you play? Didn't play, but he played in high school. Obviously played in high school.
He looks
He's
like a
big.
Baller.
He's big. All
He's
right,
lean.
So what do we have? Speaking of colleges, I just wanted to do this. Louisville has fired Bobby Petrino. Bobby Petrino was fired for a variety of reasons. The most obvious reason is that Louisville has lost 7 straight. They lost 55-23 at Syracuse, which, by the way, Syracuse is good. Mm-hmm. Syracuse is ranked in the top 15 this year. But 5 of the losses this year, they have allowed 50 or more points. They have quit on Bobby Petrino and/or Bobby Petrino has quit on them. Bobby Petrino gets something like a $14 million buyout So they got rid of him now with two games to go. I'm not going to bleed for Bobby Petrino, whose off-the-field life you know about in a great scandalous way. Not going to bleed for him. But I am going to tell you this. He was, until this year, a terrific football coach. This means that within a year and a half, they have lost Rick Pitino, a national championship Hall of Fame basketball coach, and Bobby Petrino, a very good football coach, and the AD, who hired them both, got swept out on all of that basketball stuff as well. Can you think of any school that has gone through? Penn State did not lose. When Penn State had that,
just the
their basketball, the guy may have wanted to go because he couldn't get any recruits, but these are two prominent coaches out.
I'm trying to think.
And by the way, you cannot stand up and say, oh, this is a mistake. Absolutely not.
Look at these.
Absolutely not.
I'm looking at their results. I mean, 51-14 to Alabama in the season openers. One of their better results.
They lost 77-something to Clemson.
Georgia Tech took them 66-31. Oof. They went 56-35 to Wake, 77-16 to Clemson.
77!
54-23 to Louisville, as you mentioned. It's, yeah.
No, 54-23 to Syracuse.
54-23 to Syracuse, yeah.
They just said, get out now. Yeah. Really, just get out
so
now.
So I'm trying to think, maybe
take your motorcycle.
What was going on with Turf football in the wake of the Lambias thing? So they lost Lefty. I'm trying to think who was maybe
Bobby
who was
Ross.
Coaching them.
Bobby Ross.
They were still good.
They were good. Bobby Ross could coach. No. There was
UConn.
That's a purge.
UConn lost Calhoun and Randy Edsall around the same time.
Randy Edsall left.
Yeah, but they didn't have a huge drop off. And there was no drop off.
No scandal. UConn football is now terrible. They were good under Randy Edsall.
They were. And Randy Edsall came to Maryland and was no good.
But Randy Edsall is not the profile of Petrino.
And in defense of Randy Edsall, that had always been his dream job.
He loved it.
Get that Maryland job.
Nobody believed that.
Growing up in Pennsylvania, who isn't it the dream job?
It's not Penn State.
He left.
What are you, nuts?
I've always wanted to coach fill in the blank college.
There's another
NJIT.
There's another. I didn't talk to Wilbon about this because he knows how I feel, and Wilbon is always defending Carmelo Anthony. It now looks like Houston.
Just, yeah, get out.
Very quickly wants to say get out. Take all the money you can stuff into your pants and get out, because Carmelo, that's a DNP last night in a win.
Illness. Undefined illness.
And the last time he was out there, 1-for-11. And Carmelo Anthony, who is always willing to chat, he can't play anymore.
No.
And all those years, he no longer can play. He can't play.
And this will be,
that
assuming
was a mistake,
that this goes the way it looks like it's going and he's off the team.
Do you know where he'll end up? Oh, he'll end up with the Lakers.
LA.
Of course, he will. Because LeBron James is constantly, though he's not the coach or the GM, he's in charge. And he's constantly, and he's going to say, well, look what I did. Look at the big man that I picked up. The guy just blocked a shot. Come on, he's been in the league 15 years. He's 36 years old. Big man in the Lakers now.
Rick Smits.
Tyson Chandler.
Oh, Tyson Chandler. Right. They just cut him. Yeah.
He just got Tyson Chandler. They've won a couple of games because of Tyson Chandler. He will say to Magic Johnson, and Magic Johnson will say yes to this.
Sure.
Well, we need to have Carmelo.
But
we need to have him.
I mean, Carmelo.
Carmelo's working for a dollar.
On Oklahoma City and now on Houston.
Terrible.
It hasn't worked. And it's a similar setup to the Lakers.
LeBron is different.
Because he'll just make it work. Because he's transcendent.
Who else can you name that has been in the finals 8 straight times?
There isn't anybody.
And by the way, when he leaves teams, how do they do?
Well, the Cavs.
How do they do when he leaves?
The Cavs look good.
How did Miami do when he left?
Yeah.
They slid. How did the Cavs can't win any games?
So do you think
when he left Cleveland the original time, they win any games? Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he could make that work? I mean, you think like Carmelo would be resurgent,
or at least
in a Lakers uniform,
or effective
just
on
or
some
just
level?
A landing spot for him? I mean, they're talking about just waving him.
It's a landing spot for him, but whatever you get out of him
is just gravy.
Yeah, that's whatever you get out of him, and LeBron makes. LeBron is the rarest of all players.
Yeah,
he's not
right.
A point guard who makes people better. Yeah. Everybody gets better. Look at Cleveland without him. These are the same players.
J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson.
But he's not shooting well. Carmelo's
terrible right now.
Carmelo is.
But he's worth. They'll bring him in.
He is 34 years old. He is the single best college basketball player I ever got to see live. He
won a championship.
Did he? Let's say his career ends after this year. Did he live up to his potential
as an NBA player? Maybe not, but he was a very, very good NBA player for a long time.
He was.
Like, if Tracy McGrady is in the Hall of Fame.
No, he's a Hall of Famer.
Then he's in the Hall of Fame.
But his last
couple of years.
I mean, he was great in Denver. He was meh with the Knicks, and he's been a disaster with Oklahoma City and Houston.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, because he played probably 37, 38 minutes a game for 10 or 12 years and was everything on whatever team he was on.
He was terrific on Denver, but it was Denver, and they weren't that good.
Is there a chance that, say, the Wizards would trade Beal for him to try and spark a turnaround?
What about Otto?
I don't think so.
I mean, you pair Dwight Howard with Carmelo, I mean, you've really got a force there, don't you?
Yeah, that would be a force. I don't know about
Tyreek
on the basketball
Evans,
court.
Hassan Whiteside, all the trouble.
Yeah. I mean, 24-point-a-game career scorer.
Yeah, I mean, he is one of the most natural scorers.
If he's going, look, I don't think he's any good, but you could bring something out of him on the Lakers that would help the Lakers. The Lakers are struggling right now. Yeah. That would help them. LeBron is going to tinker. That doesn't mean it'll last forever, but LeBron is going to tinker. And as I've said on this show and other shows, at some point, Luke Walton needs to consider a career in financial advice, because he's not going to be the coach of the Lakers for all that much longer. And he's a nice kid. But LeBron runs over people. Yeah. That's what he does. And, of course, he'll convince Magic Johnson to do it, because Magic Johnson can relate.
He's LeBron.
These are great, great players, of course, so they can do that. All right, we will take a break. We'll do jingle and an email when
that's
we
right.
return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
The fall sports season is one of the hardest times of year to get through without a cable subscription. From professional and college football to baseball's October magic, being exiled from the sports world is a nightmare. But now, with ExpressVPN, you can stream all of your favorite teams in any sport on your computer, phone, or tablet.
Ooh.
ExpressVPN is the biggest secret cable companies don't want you to hear about. ExpressVPN can get you any IP address in the world, letting you access sports streams available in other countries. Oh. It also lets you securely
Like the Barcelona
Indian
game
cricket.
In Spanish. Mm.
Okay. It also lets you securely use the internet without being tracked by anyone. ExpressVPN keeps your online activity private and anonymous, which is great for Chris Eliza.
Not true.
While he browses,
fake news.
Emails,
or
downloads,
anonymous,
or streams.
Anonymous. 1600.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Their easy-to-use app encrypts all your internet data and hides your IP address, protecting your entire connection. ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month and runs seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, or tablet. Every time you use the internet without ExpressVPN, you're putting sensitive data at risk. To unlock access to the streaming content you want today and find out how you can get 3 months free, go to expressvpn.com/Tony. That's expressvpn.com. ExpressVPN. Again, when it's in bold like this, it's hard to read.
Too much pressure.
Yeah.
Well, we have a huge audience
today.
Well,
you didn't go to a good enough school. That's
if only I went to Sanford.
Georgetown.
You do not have the best words.
That's expressvpn.com/Tony for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Tony to learn more.
How great a read is that?
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show. The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Uptight, got a bad attitude. Where is my email? I don't have a clue. Still haven't heard from Southern New Hampshire State U. Hey, mate, time to update. Just press yes now. This I could do, didn't have to ask how. Well, I was wrong, should have first asked around. How am I supposed to get through my day? Been missing out since you took my spam away. I hate my phone.
you do, you are screwed. I wanna chuck it through a brick wall, that's true, because I hate my phone, Apple, I'm done with you.
Kirsten Olmstead is great.
Nailing it.
I have to tell Bill Isaacson we're past this now. Don't worry.
You apologize,
about it.
Apple. But was your fault
is
or the human
error? That is Ford, great. Or Lita Ford original? Hate Myself.
No,
Joan Jett.
Okay. Black. That is just Baltimore's fantastic.
That was
Kirsten.
Great. Kirsten
Before we get to the mailbag, let me thank Wilbon for showing
nice.
Up.
Coming in. It's incredible.
Showing up. I'd also like appearance. To thank our sponsors from today. 23andMe, ExpressVPN, and Policy Genius. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of The Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. From Kevin Dusing, I'm a 27-year-old millennial from Mukwonago, I can't even pronounce that, Wisconsin. I've been binge listening the last month or so. I'm finally caught up. I saw Mr. Saliza on TV. He's not as hideous as you made him sound. I mean, he's not good looking, but no. He's not terrible.
Well, wow.
He's like the Blaine Gabbert of political analysts.
Yeah, well, I have that on my Twitter bio.
You're Norse? Me too. Thor's hammer is named Mjolnir, and I'm sure it will go great with your 120-tooth ratchet set. I have jury duty on November 19th. Can I mention I know Abby Lowell? The Redskins schedule is easy. Oh, Tony, come on, man. What are we even doing out here, man?
Skull, bro.
Solid email.
Douglas Bevan, or Bevan, in Adrian, Michigan. So 25 years ago, I too got wham, rear-ended at a stoplight. It was my 72 Bug with a Baja kit, and the dude was like going 35. See how I did that? The dude. The kicker was, he backed up and drove away. Hit and run. The cops found his car in like 10 minutes a few blocks away. So the reason I'm sharing this was his story. He told the cops that someone stole his car, hit me, and returned his car back in front of his house.
It's the perfect crime.
Jim Nunn. Hello, great. Mr. Tony, and greetings from Rochester, where, yes, it is snowing today, our
Rochester.
First of the year. Big controversy with the elections in Rochester this week. Now, I'm not talking about Congressman Chris Collins getting reelected. Much bigger than that is the Toy Hall of Fame released its list of 2018 inductees. As expected, Pinball and the Magic 8-Ball cruised through the nomination process to take their place alongside past winners such as Alphabet Block, Slinky, and, of course, Sand. The Ball. However, locals were stunned to learn that the sled had been beaten out for the final spot by Uno. As local resident Dennis Gagan proclaimed, how can the sled not be in, especially here in Rochester, where kids get to use that toy 8 months a year? He went on to say, Uno is a poor man's crazy eights. No way that should be in. Supporters of the sled are demanding a recount and have made claims of under-the-table payment to voters. P.S. Regards to my fellow Hoya, Mr. Saliza.
One quick point on that. Magic 8-Ball is like the Adlai Stevenson of the Toy Hall
Loses
of Fame.
Loses all the time.
It had been nominated 7 previous times before getting in.
Yeah. Shocked Steve the sycophant to note as we celebrate Veterans Day that while vets such as myself appreciate the thank yous and free meals from such places as McCormick and Schmick's, there's something most of us would appreciate more, that everyone support a foreign policy that would result in the fewest number of vets in the future. We've had enough foreign policy disasters that result in men and women serving multiple tours of combat duty. I don't care which political viewpoint is. We should all be able to get behind this. Hope this doesn't sound like preaching. And, of course, Steve the Sycophant was in the Army from 1966 to 1972 and is a great fan of the show,
and
we are
thank
fans
him
of him.
For his noble service.
Right.
Thank you.
Craig
Never
Stampone,
forget.
Charlotte, North Carolina. If Hotels.com found itself in a contract dispute with its Captain Obvious actor, I'm pretty sure they could sub in Saliza without
yes.
missing a beat. He could drop
wow.
some gems.
Because of the handsomeness.
I bet yep. LeBron and Magic sat down with LeVar Ball and said he can't badmouth the Lakers. I
nailed it.
I'm not on any board of regents. P.S. If we can rectify his Malibu rum tendencies, consider the following cross-promotional opportunities. Captain Morgan Obvious. That's pretty good.
Captain Morgan, I mean, words obvious. Hurt. Yeah. So, that's fine.
Rob Habib, a little from
hurtful,
Glencoe
Brian.
In Ontario, Canada. A few weeks ago, I was literally sick of hearing how you were a Notre Dame bar. I threw up. So I thought, hey, I should go bottle this and send it to 23andMe. The results just came in, and it turns out I'm 97% likely to hate Notre Dame. Go Blue. So he's a Michigan guy, obviously. Oh, Andy Russ, Lexington, trouble. Kentucky. Regarding the Duke-Kentucky score, I'm a bit of a nerd, and I have scores for every game over the past 5 NCAA basketball seasons. In 20,000-plus games, teams that score 84 or more points have won the game 83.4% of the time. 5,153 wins, 1,023 losses. I believe
nerd.
You had that. Tom Lewis in Fishers, Indiana. I was disappointed with the conclusion of Steve the Sycophant's email about seeing a bear while rolling down Skyline Drive. When he mentioned that the bear went back into the woods, I assumed that he was going to verify the answer to the question that has puzzled man since the start of time. And you know what that is about with a bear in the woods. From Mike, from the Burke of North and Fairfax County, Herndon. When you discuss the Buffalo Bills versus Alabama line on Friday, you failed to ponder one key question. Is the Peter man playing quarterback for the Bills? I had written that down and forgot to talk about it because Frankie Isola led me in a different path and it completely slipped my mind. The Peter man, did he play or not play yesterday?
I don't think
because
no,
Matt Barkley,
he didn't.
Right. He didn't play at all. If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Honestly, what the f*** are we doing here?
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I want to walk away, walk away. I don't need all these problems you bring. I want to walk away, oh no. Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I want to walk away, yeah. I don't need all these problems you bring. I want to walk away, oh, oh. Oh, yeah. For D and I, looks looking bleak. Got a couple of pennies saved for the end of the week. Where's my purpose? And how many years will I get to decide? Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I wanna walk away, walk away. Or I don't need all these problems you bring. I wanna walk away, oh no. Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I wanna walk away, yeah. I don't need all these problems you bring. I wanna walk away, oh, oh. Pretty woman screaming at me, you make no sense, but you boast proudly, and I can't be wasting up all of my time. And now all I can do is reflect fondly and reminisce about the way that we should be, but I won't waste all of my time. Honey, I can't waste all of my time. Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I wanna walk away, walk away. I don't need all these problems. Bring around and walk away, oh, no. Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I wanna walk away, yeah. I don't need all these problems. You bring, I wanna walk away, oh, oh. You look tired, you look fat. Shit, that's just me in the mirror looking back in all these years. But I've been wasting up all of my time. And now, gotta make the most of my time. Gotta meet a pretty girl and gotta make her all mine. And it's alright to be itty bitty. AJ, it's alright, it's alright. Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I wanna walk away, walk away. Or I don't need all these problems. Walk away, oh, oh. Say what you say, and it don't mean a thing. I wanna walk away, yeah. I don't need all these problems you bring. I wanna walk away, oh, oh.
Cold as hell to bury the bodies beneath. Nothing but leaves that fell. The ones that died forgotten in the howling wilderness. Overgrown, alone, and surrounded. Blood pumps beneath your skin, frozen and hungry. From the things you did, eastern bluebirds fall from the sky. The dead are howling as you leave them behind. slam the wall, it's the weight of the weather at the floor. Gravity back to the ground. Tens of dead laid out in a memory, ghost trailing all night. And everything you felt the early autumn come down on your skin. You whispered, I used to be such a careful woman. Pray away the memory and the sound of blood hid in the snow. Covered ground, the spring will wash it all back to green and clean away the death of you and me.